He just moved in a few weeks ago, my new neighbor. We'd said hello over the fence, but nothing overly friendly, just your typical welcome to the neighborhood, I hope you enjoy it here conversations. A little while after you had moved in, you were surfing on the internet when you came across an adult personal, and you recognized the picture. Me, your new neighbor. It said I was a horny little slut who was into so many taboo things. You had a hard time reconciling that thought with the friendly woman that you saw puttering around in your garden. But then you started to watch me, and you realized that every morning after my husband left for work, I would go into my home office, and it turned out you had a perfect view into my home office window from your second floor bedroom, and you could watch everything that I did without me realizing it. So you knew that every morning I would go in and sit at my computer, and I'd be sliding my hand down into my cunt as I chatted away on that computer. And shortly thereafter, my phone would ring. I'd stand up, answer the phone, slide my jeans and underwear down my legs and step out of them, pull my shirt and bra up to expose my tits so I could more easily squeeze them, pinch the nipples. Just the way I like it. Then I would lay down on that soft carpet, and I'd start talking. And judging by the way my hands moved over my body, sliding down inside my cunt, getting my fingers nice and wet, stroking my clit, lifting up and taking my fingers in my mouth, tasting my sweet juices, my hands sliding over my tits, squeezing those nipples hard. Well, you were fairly certain I was having phone sex, and you discovered that my personal didn't lie, that I did indeed come over and over and over again while I was on the phone with all of these people. And you noticed that sometimes I even did back-to-back phone calls, and you were fairly certain they were with different people. Such a nasty, horny slut. So you started watching for me every morning, and as soon as my jeans would go down, your jeans would go down. Your cock instantly getting hard, your hand wrapped around that nice hard cock, watching me as I came over and over again, until finally you couldn't stand it yourself, and your cum would explode all over your chest and stomach. But finally, it wasn't enough for you. You wanted to be able to hear my voice as I was coming in your ear. So you started to write to me, responding to that personal ad, filling my head with all kinds of erotic stories, writing me long, highly detailed stories of all the nasty sexual things you would do to me, until finally I couldn't stand it anymore, and I had to talk to you. Now you told me all those wonderful inner secrets of yours, those desires you had to watch a woman masturbate, and all those other wicked thoughts that you had. But you neglected one important detail. You never told me that you lived right next door. You never told me that you could look down into my room and see me on the floor as I stroked myself. You didn't mention that little detail. And when you called me, and you heard my voice answer that phone, a completely different tone than I used when I talked to you over the backyard fence. Low and sultry and sexy. Such a horny little slut. And I told you that I was laying on the floor, that my clothes were removed, where my hands were sliding over my body. And you knew that I spoke the truth. All you had to do was look out your window. And you commanded me, knowing whether or not I was obeying you. And you were pleased to discover that I did indeed obey all commands. You told me to slide my hands down my body, cup my breasts, pinch those nipples. Oh, so hard. You commanded me to slide my fingers down across my body, going to my cunt, dipping inside, getting nice and wet, stroking my clit. I was begging for you to come inside me, wanting to feel your hard cock sliding inside my cunt, driving into me while your body weight held me down, your hands pinning my hands to the floor. So wet for you. Baby, please. Can you describe yourself as you move down my body? Your tongue sliding across my clit, probing inside me. Your fingers stroking my cunt, describing it all in vivid detail, as if you actually could see me, as if you actually were watching as I spread my legs wide for you, using my hands to press your head into my cunt. Baby, please, right there. Right there, please. Oh, God, baby. So wet for you. I love feeling your tongue inside me. And then you move up my body, kissing and licking your way across my skin. And then kissing me deeply and sliding your tongue in my mouth. And your cock. Oh, that nice, hard cock. Sliding across my wet slit. Before you finally slide inside me. God, yes. Yes, please. I love to feel you fucking me, my legs wrapped around you, pulling you in deeper. Come inside me, baby, please. Come inside me, please. Still not telling me you could see me as I came. Oh, God. I love feeling you inside me. Oh. after a few weeks of our phone calls, you knew you had to take better action. And when I invited you and your wife over for dinner one night with me and my husband, as I went into the kitchen to prepare the meal and get it ready to bring out to the table, you followed me in there, getting yourself a glass of ice water. And you came to me, and you pressed your body up against me as I was standing at the counter. And you whispered in my ear, "I know that you have phone sex every morning after your husband leaves for work. It gets me so hot and horny. And I freeze, unsure what to say, not sure how to respond. Are you threatening to tell my husband? Or are you asking me for more? I don't know. But I'm ever so curious to see where we go with this."